When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Don't show prep, so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
The Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a Six Rick Kane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing up, ain't no breaking up, real port alive from the Hard Rock Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the Six Rick champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
What's going on, everybody? Buenas noches. How you guys doing?
Good. You?
Hanging in there, man. Battling a cold, but I'm doing all right. The good news is, we got a recruiting update, so that means we're going to hear a lot of, as what most people want to hear anyways, right? It's Larry Bluestein talking about some kids, so that's really, you know, we're just that's what we're here for today, baby. We got some recruiting talk, so pretty excited about that. And DJ, I know you got some info on some of the guys that were here visiting this weekend. Also, Blue, you were out at a lot of different things this weekend, but before we get there, before we talk about that, you know, congratulations to some of the Canes that got inducted to the got nominated for the Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, nominated.
Some big names out there. Vish, I don't know if you have the list of names. Obviously, as you can see, I did not show prep today, but I do know that.
Yeah, and then you threw me under the bus. No, I don't have a random list of names up that wasn't on the call.
It was like four or five.
We were going to cede the list to Blue here and let him go, and instead you're like, no, I don't know, right? That up. What are we talking about? Also, Buenos Aires to you too,
Max. Buenos Aires. Oh, are you in Argentina today, Max? All right, man. Blue, who are the guys that got inducted?
Oh, I didn't. I mean, I don't have the list in front of me, but I saw they were nominated.
Nominated. I don't know. I'll pull it up later. Whatever. Anyway,
Danny's pulling it up now.
Danny's on the case. Danny's not looking at us.
So
you know, we make one promise to you in the intro, and that is no show prep, and we deliver. We are consistent.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
We get the job done. You know what you're getting.
You'll never catch us show prepping. That's for sure.
We are as authentic as we come here. All right, yeah, so
that's one way of putting it.
Sean Taylor, Ken Dorsey,
I gotta forget these names, right?
just some random dudes.
Yeah. What'd you say? I'm sorry. Ken Dorsey, Sean Taylor. Who else?
Darren Smith and Larry Coker.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Look, I saw Darren Smith last week. His kid plays over at Chaminade.
Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl champ, too.
Yeah, no big deal. Just some, you know, random.
Yeah, Miami just some random guy.
Four random guys that had nothing to do with the success of this program. Oh, boy. Yeah, well, that's where I'm at right now. I'm battling a cold, guys. Give me a break, all right?
You're playing hurt.
I am. It happens to me every once in a while. Mondays are like a pain in the ass, but
yeah,
that's all right. It's all good. Actually, I do want to make an announcement before we start talking recruiting. Tomorrow's Canes on Deck show is going to be one you don't want to miss. That's just me and Vish were thinking about doing it today. That's how crazy it's been so far with the transfer portal. They just got to commit, but they also lost like 28 guys already. So
none of them guys.
If we're under 500, maybe not. You know, so that's what we'll talk about. We'll talk a lot about that too. So and there's obviously a lot of players out there that have.
So all we need is about 7 or 8 position players and backups for them, and about 6 or 7 pitchers, and we'll be all set. So there's a lot more to do there, but we'll get there.
Some news on some actual commits. We know that Elijah Melendez, linebacker, 4-star linebacker, probably one of the most intimidating looking high school football players I've seen in a long time. The kid's a monster. He's a beast. He looks like a junior in college right now. He visited Auburn this past weekend, and obviously he had a great time. It's hard not to, you know, Auburn has some of the best facilities in the country. It's SEC town, you know what I mean? But the truth of the matter is that, you know, he loves Miami, and according to a lot of people, he's kind of shunned all the rumors, and he's kind of said he's locked in with the Canes. So you know, it's nice to see that. I know Luca Gilbert as well was another guy that locked down. He said, "I'm locked in. I'm committed 100%." You know,
he was there this week.
He was there this week. That's definitely something we'll get to. The other kid, Shot, the other tight end. I know that he's another one that he's kind of like, I don't know. I like some of these other places too. So that's probably one to look at. Blue. There was a lot of as I mentioned earlier. There was a lot of guys that came in for some visits this week. Some of the best players in the country were there. Some guys that were committed elsewhere. Some guys that are, coming down to their top three or top four schools that are going to be making decisions here real soon. Who are some of the guys that came in this week that you really like and some big names that the Hurricanes fans will recognize?
Well, you talk about committed guys. Jabari Antoine from New Iberia, Louisiana. I think that's the Louisiana connection that the Miami's going to start getting back into. I was impressed with the size of a couple of kids, Zion Grady, who comes from Enterprise, Alabama. He was a
good 5-star guy. Yeah.
Yeah. And Eric Winters, his teammate, who's a linebacker, good sized kid. Javian Campbell was there from Western Hills. We had Kentucky. I liked him. He's a good looking kid, big lineman, 6'5" or so. Byron Lewis, who I think is a plus to have him and Pringle in this next class, because then you're going to have two really, really good big-time backs. As you mentioned, Brock, the kid Brock Shot from Indiana, good-looking kid. But I was told, can't say who, but I was told that they won't accept any of these commitments yet because of the fact that these kids – have hinted that they got other places to look, and they would much rather them look rather than commit and then go look. So, and you know, I'm sure everybody's on board with that because, you know, I mean, actually, you know, it's safe to do that. And, you know, it's great to commit to a place, but make sure, you know? And I think that's what they wanted to do. The Hayden Lowe kid, who's a really nice looking kid from out Oaks Christian, in Westlake Village, California. He's another edge guy. As you mentioned, Luke Gilbert, you know, from Lakota West in Ohio. Tyler Williams, who's Gerald Pringle's teammate. He looked pretty good at Armwood. The receiver kids, Shekai Mills, and he looked good. He's from Chattanooga, that Baylor Academy. Both Central kids were there, Ezekiel Marcelin and Floyd Picard, the kid that came from Mobile, who's was pretty heavily recruited. I'll tell you a kid that I think they're going to get is the Aiden Anding kid from Ruston. I think that Louisiana connection is going to kind of...
He's a cornerback, right? Defensive back? Yeah.
Yeah, corner. Another kid who the Tyler Mewicks from Fletcher, who's committed to Miami. I like him. Caitlin Wax, who's also a wrestler. So there was a lot of good conversation there. As I said, you know, Enterprise Alabama bought like three kids. The Andrew Purcell kid, who is really, really good. And then another kid that they got in and on, and he showed up, is the Jaden Wilkerson, the big lineman, who was at Lake Nona in Orlando area. Now he's at Edgewater. So,
Blue, yeah, I want to go back really quick to this the Anding kid, right? The Aiden Anding kid. You know, I know Max put up there he's a freak athlete, but he's someone that's kind of flying a little bit under the radar right now, right? He's being recruited by some big schools, but his name is not really out there as much as some of the other linebackers, edge guys, corner, you know, some of the other defensive guys out there. He's kind of flying under the radar a little bit, isn't he?
Well, he's got a lot of offers. I talked to him. He's offered by Arkansas and is offered by Texas, and you know, so he's not that far under the radar.
Well, that's good.
Good looking kid, you know. I mean, he's probably a bit taller than me, probably around 5'11 or so. Thing I liked the most, he was a basketball kid, a track and field. He never got a chance to kind of rest. He was all district basketball, all state kind of kid. He does well in the classroom too. Yeah, I like him. I don't think I had heard of him, and there's a few people had said the same thing that you said, that hey, this kid's under the radar. I says, you know what? You don't get offered by TCU in Texas and Baylor, and if you're under the radar. Yeah, he is a track and field guy. I know I had mentioned that. He's he can run. He's a good-looking kid. They had a few guys. Go ahead. Who else were you asking about?
You're on mute. Shout out to Pimp Down. CCH.
Lucky I can read lips there, Jazz.
Yeah, right.
Because I didn't really see what you were saying.
Yeah, and then CCH, we're doing baseball tomorrow, but also I'm not going to even respond to your meltdown in the chat.
Calm down, guy.
Yeah. Two life crew members, brother Marquise. He passed away. Uncle Luke just announced, and I guess Fletcher is back in the weight room now. Is that? I know Blue was not optimistic about him being healthy for the beginning of the year. So,
well, I mean, if it's a lower body injury, he could be doing a lot of upper body stuff. So, who knows?
Well, back in the weight room implies that at some point he was not. So, that is progress.
Yeah.
But it's his foot, so you can lift weights upper body. And
Well, which is fine because he needs to kind of lean out a little bit, anyways. He's got a big frame, but he's got to lean out and probably get a little stronger, too. So, that's fine. Another guy that we haven't mentioned yet, he's come down to his final two. And to be honest with you, there's some other players out there that are kind of looking at this commitment coming up soon and saying, well, this is a kid that, you know, could kind of get the dominoes, you know, going, I guess, for the University of Miami, for any school. But right now it's Chris Ewald, right?
Chris, good looking kid.
It's between Miami and Georgia right now. I know he was committed to Michigan, I believe, at one point. So
as a sophomore.
Yeah. So I mean, obviously right now I know Miami is pushing real hard for Ewald, and it looks really good for them, but it's also Georgia as well. He's also Georgia's also obviously a team that you got to watch out for. They do develop defensive backs really well as well. It's SEC defense, you know, defending national champs a couple years ago, actually. Talk to me a little bit about Ewald. I know he played both sides, if I'm not mistaken. He played a little wide receiver as well, but looks like he's going to be a quarterback at the next level. How good is he? Is he a guy that can come in and, you know, be kind of like that Damari Brown type of guy or even better than him?
Yeah, other than Minkah Fitzpatrick's brother, who I think is top five nationally, you know, and I've watched him several times and he grew up. CJ's really, really impressed me. He got bigger. He's a true corner. He's got his hips are loose. I watched him in the spring game. You know, and that's the thing too, because you look at the DBs at Chaminade, the Zaquan Pattersons and, you know, players like that. And you got, you know, they get instantaneous credibility because look who they go against, you know, look, just in the last 2 years, they've had studs. And then this year coming up, you know, you got marquee receivers as well. And so they got to go against them. So yeah, he'd be a really good get. You know, he's maybe not a first year starter, but he's end of the first year kind of in the mix, especially because you don't know what you're going to have in the secondary depth wise. They've got some emerging kids, but I like him a lot. I've always liked him. I followed him since he was like in eighth grade. I think he played over at that true academy, that true prep. When all the university kids couldn't play that year, they all went to true prep. What a team they had. And Zaquan Patterson and the lineman who's over at the Clemson. And they had studs on that team. He could be really like a huge get if he's in this class. And I know his family is, they're real close. So you kind of like to make the trip to Miami Gardens rather than Athens. So
Vish, you got something? I don't know if you have any questions there. Bryce Fitzgerald. He's another big time prospect, another safety from Columbus. Columbus always.
He was there yesterday at the 7-on-7.
Yeah. What's your take on Bryce? Does Miami have a shot with him?
Yeah, they do. And I think him showing, it's really weird that a couple of the key kids didn't show yet yesterday. Mills was at Clemson, along with Reed from Monarch. And then you had the kid had just decommitted from Miami, the junior kid from Palm Beach. Who was that kid? I can't even think his damn name.
Oh, Wade and Charles.
Yeah, Wade and Charles. He never showed yesterday either. I didn't think he would. That was a thing too. You know, there's a lot of kids came, a lot of teams came, and you had really good, Jackson and Palm Beach Central, and I mean, in Carroll City with Randy Phillips, but not those marquee kids, especially the linemen, too, didn't go, but that's okay. You know, I mean, that's, you know, they're going to see them. Fitzgerald is, he's a different cat, man. He can play everywhere, you know, receiver, in the secondary. Also, remember, he was a member of that state championship basketball team that Berlin had 2 years ago. He's grown up, and I saw him yesterday. He made some good plays. He's pretty special. I'm trying to think who else.
I actually had one for you, Blue, if you wouldn't mind.
Go.
I saw that Tank Hawkins, the wide receiver who's currently committed to Colorado, he visited on Friday, and I was actually just watching some of his highlights over the weekend.
Nice.
Like the way he moves, and I like way he can get out in space and
gets up off. He goes for that ball too. If you see some jump balls,
absolutely.
That kid will go right after him. And he's. If you look at him, his concentration is crazy good, because just watch when he goes up to the point of contact, you know, for the ball, the highest point, and his eyes are always at the top instead of being, you know, down a little bit. Yeah, he's pretty special.
I know he's committed to Colorado right now. What do you think Miami's chances are of, you know, kind of making inroads there?
I think they're good. You know, and the same thing as you look at, you know, like some of these guys that are committed, like Hilton and all the West Coast teams. You got to remember, those aren't really West Coast teams anymore, because USC, UCLA, Oregon are playing in different conferences now. And they're Washington playing, too. Especially USC, who's playing in the Big Ten. And yep. And they're going to be playing over the next couple of years, Penn State, at Penn State, Rutgers, Maryland. So, you know, those guys don't – that they're, you know, committed to Oregon and committed to some of those schools. It doesn't – you know, I mean, when they look at the region is not being out west anymore. It's not the Pac-12. So, I think they got a real good shot. And, you know, Colorado – listen – the Big 12 got in a huge infusion at getting both Arizona teams, Colorado and Utah. So, you know, when people want to, and UCF's got to play all those teams, plus Baylor, plus Kansas State, you know, plus Houston, plus Cincinnati. So, you know, people got to understand that the Big 12 is, you know, all of a sudden gotten big. But I think that Miami has a shot. The ACC's, you know, still a conference that people respect. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, you got look at the NFL draft. How many kids came out of the ACC this year in the first couple of rounds? Quite a few. So, you know, obviously you can bring up SEC all you want, but after your key teams, you know, no one's scared of Baylor. You know, Vanderbilt. No one's gonna, you know. There's a couple of schools in that conference that nobody really cares about, but the ACC top level teams are really, really good. And, you know, I think that's getting snubbed last year. I think FSU, that's not going to happen anymore. There's just too much talent in that conference, especially now going to 12 teams. But yeah, to answer your question in a roundabout way, I think he's going to be, I think Miami's got a real good shot at him.
Yeah, I just love the way he moves and how dynamic of an athlete he is. Go ahead, Vish.
No, just on that last point, yeah, you can't get snubbed anymore because there's automatic bids. But I wouldn't be surprised down at the bottom if someone gets snubbed for a less deserving team from a name brand conference.
But, I wouldn't be surprised at all either. Nope.
Because that's where the
– No, heck, you could go to 80, Vish, and people are always going to be at that 81
And I am going to ask about a player in a second, but there is a corruption angle here. And that ESPN controls the playoffs and the college football committee, and they have a financial relationship with the SEC. And that's why Florida State did not get in. It wasn't anything to do with football. I think they get overrated because ESPN drives the narrative around college sports, and the SEC and them have a financial interest in inflating the SEC.
Yeah, so, and I do think talent does you know, play a part in it. A lot of times the players – get drafted just because they're from a name brand school like an Alabama or a Georgia. But I do think the constant media coverage is nauseating at times. And the fact that ESPN is, you know, kind of caters to the SEC. I get that's where the money is, but at some point it's just ridiculous.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center. Thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Well, I think sometimes here's the truth, right? The truth of the matter is I don't think the SEC gets overrated, because at the end of the day, who's the ones that are constantly winning national championships, right? It's the SEC schools for the most part, baseball, football, you know, even in basketball, right? I mean, obviously, I think the ACC is the strongest conference in basketball, where at least they have been in you know. But, I mean, if you win and you keep winning, I mean, perfect example is the Florida Gators today in baseball. I mean, there were a 3-seeder that came out on top, and they beat, you know, they beat Oklahoma State to get to.
Yeah, but Arkansas was the number 3 team in the country and got bounced at home. I mean, it's the first.
Yeah, but more times than not, it's the other way around with the SEC.
So
they win, and so I don't think.
Right, but again, you know, when you control access and you get more teams in than everyone else because of that, it's a chicken and egg thing, right? Like Florida should not have gotten in. But they got in because the SEC has a financial relationship with ESPN, who controls the committee, and they took advantage of it. So fair play to them on that. If they were in another conference, they wouldn't even let them in the tournament. Even the same exact team. And I think that's – like Alabama had no business being in the college football playoff last year.
Yeah.
But they were in. They lost the first game. They got out. But they got in because ESPN needed their money. ESPN paid so much money for that conference, they cannot afford them to be left out.
No.
And so that's the reality of it. That's going to continue. They're going to get just pretty consistently get one or two extra teams than they should. I mean, that's just the reality of it. But it won't be as egregious as last year's because you automatically get in. But
no, DJ Hawkins is Florida, right? Not Colorado.
I thought Hawkins was Colorado. Sorry.
No, I think he committed to Florida.
You're right. He did.
His name is Teray.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. You know what I was
just to say, because I was remembering. Yeah. I don't remember him being at Colorado.
Well, we'll see if they still if he still wants to go there after he witnesses what's happening.
Yeah. I'll let you know tomorrow night.
Well, when we blow them off the field on Labor Day weekend, we'll see if he still wants to go there. I'm ready. Anyway, speaking of Florida ties, I know you also saw this weekend blew up Ben Hanks.
Yeah. Well, his team won, actually, the 7-on-7 Booker T. I'll tell you what, I'll just paraphrase what one of the coaches says, and I told you who the coach was, but I'll never get into the place if I keep mentioning who the coaches were. But they said that's the type of guy you win national championships with. Long, quick, athletic, comes from great bloodlines. Dad was a player at Florida back in the day. Actually, a player that Steve Spurrier gave his number to play. But he's definitely a guy that, and people talk about legacies and talk, his dad, what if Maurice Crum's son went to Notre Dame? So, I mean, you know, it's not always going to be like that. And but I will tell you the one guy that if it ever plays out that Miami has a legacy, is they get Ty Wise's son for the 26th class. Without question, he's the best center in the country. I don't think anybody's even close. 6'4.5", 296 pounds, weightlifting champion. The kid, yeah. Miami needs to land him.
So he's a junior, or he's going into his junior?
Yeah, he's going to be a junior, but I'm just saying, you know, just got to – because I think he'll be an early arrival.
Yeah, no, I was just saying that's an impressive size for a junior.
Unbelievable. And the kid's athletic, and he's got a 4.3 GPA, and, you know, both parents are educators. And, you know, the great thing, he's got like 50 offers. And, you know, and Ty told me that, you know, he's going to leave this up to him. You know, I mean, the two times that he's been down to Miami, he came out for Legends, and then another time, Ty didn't even come. His wife came. You know, because it's a lot of pressure. You know, everybody, hey, there's your dad. You know, so. But I think at the end of the day, with Mirabal and Mario, they could get him, and I think they get him. That's a hell of an early commitment, and I think he'll commit within the next year. But I just wanted to add that it had nothing to do with what we're talking about. But you got to build for the future, you know, too, and. But yeah, yesterday's 7-on-7 was nice. It a lot of talent out there. The line camp was real good, and you know, it's just you know, you look at guys like Jason Taylor and Mirabal and those type of coaches rolling up their sleeves and coaching high school kids like that. It's impressive. More impressive to the parents, you know, because there's not a lot of the kids who were, you know, maybe 5-6 years old when Jason Taylor played, even younger maybe. But they, you know, I'm sure they look him up on YouTube and see his gold jacket, and they understand that. And that's pretty rare to have somebody of that caliber, not just to be a figurehead, but somebody to be, you know, somebody who cares extremely, you know, personally. He loves doing what he's doing, and it's great. And got a chance to talk to Coach Dawson last night. From what I hear, you know, the kid who one of their quarterback for the next cycle, the kid from Georgia who's really, really good.
You mean the one that we've had on our show, Luke?
Yeah, Mitchell? Yeah. And a lot of people are pursuing him.
Yeah, Elite 11 guy too. Made the Elite 11 camp too.
Yep, and pretty special type of guy. So, you know, you look at the depth chart, you know, and discussing it with some of the coaches yesterday, and just some of the kids that they got into the portal. And, you know, I mean, I was told by one of the coaches too that, well, we're not allowed to see the kid play. I have a feeling that the Brown kid's going to be one of the best in the ACC. That's yeah. What he said. Yeah. He said, this kid, 6'2", 190, catches everything, extends plays, can run away from you. Yeah, that's exactly what Miami needs at that position.
Well, I got to ask you a question before we get out of here, right? Because this is a recruiting and a transfer portal question, but for a guy that's here now, what the hell is going on with Simeon Barrow?
He'll be back. I think he's back now.
But, like, what the hell?
Well, because he can't get out of it anyway. He took classes already. So
yeah, he was already enrolled and everything, yeah. But
yeah,
Why did he want to leave? He had a really – was it one of the whatchamacallit they have? You know, they have, like, those workouts, and then he was like, oh shit, these guys know what the hell they're doing here. I gotta get out of here. Like,
no. I just happen to think what happened was, you know, that behind the scenes there were people in his ear trying to tell him, hey, listen, you got undervalued there. Missouri's gonna give you the, you know, the town. And I guess he just had to kind of like think a little bit, but I believe he's coming back. I think it'll be on his social media probably the next day or so.
Okay.
And he knows that he fits in here. And
yeah, he's going to be a starter here. Like, what the hell?
A line that, like Vish said, that could be one of the best defensive lines in the country by the end of the year.
Yep.
Same thing with the offensive line.
I agree.
You know, boy, some of those guys were walking around yesterday. Holy mackerel. The Kinsler kid's bigger than the house.
Yeah, he's the kid. I think he's going to be kind of like that surprise from the whole entire line, that he's going to get some playing time and really push some people around. I think he's a dog.
All those kids are – Okunlola, he's huge. All those guys are, you know, I mean, this is what a difference it is to see these massive linemen walking around like that. And, you know, because a lot of those kids on the that play on the team, yes, he is.
Kinsler is the brother of Kinsler. Kinsler.
Yeah.
I'm just busting your chops, Max. By the way, I'm watching that LSU North Carolina baseball game right now. It's pretty intense.
Max, who are they playing? Had a little space bar issue here.
Yeah, it's.
But I do want to
LSU.
I think that I watched a women's softball game for the first time probably ever yesterday. Tom Brady's niece is pretty damn good.
Jason Williams' daughter is a badass too.
She plays at Florida, right?
Yeah.
This Maya Brady was 2-time Pac-12 player of the year, third baseman. Really good.
Wow.
She could crush.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah, and her mom, Tom's sister, played at Fresno State. So. Yep.
Well, there you go. Yeah, they're kind of. Yeah, there you go.
I just wanted to throw
where,
that in.
Where does Brady's niece go to? What school?
UCLA.
Of course.
Yeah. Third baseman at UCLA. And,
there you go.
Yeah, she had like 15 home runs, 18 home runs, and she crushed. Wow. Left-hander.
Nice.
Just want to interject that. I know that you're not feeling well today, so.
No, I'm good. I'm good. baseball and softball. I can talk that all day, man. I love that stuff.
Yeah, baseball is draft coming up.
Yeah, the draft is coming up in a couple. Actually, next weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
2 weeks. I
think. The 14th, right? The 14th through the
14th. You're right.
Like that. So you got that. You've got regionals right now ending this tonight. Right now, LSU and North Carolina are playing the last game of the regionals to see who gets through to the super regionals. Some big upsets. Evansville beat East Carolina earlier.
Wow, that's a big upset.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, man, it's baseball is kind of crazy. As Vish mentioned earlier, Arkansas's out. Wake Forest and Vanderbilt got out real fast.
Arizona did too. Arizona. They were hosting. They got blasted out of there.
That's right. That's right. I mean, there's a lot.
There were some high scoring games. There was a like 19-12 game.
Yeah, I mean, Florida Nebraska was like 17-11 yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what's gonna happen too now, Vish. I hate to talk about it, but we have to. Is a lot of these teams that are getting bounced out. A lot of those kids are gonna go into portal now. It's gonna be a shit show. It's just gonna be crazy.
But you look now, some of those upper tiers, like the softball team. Stanford comes in the ACC. Yep. UCLA goes into the Big Ten. You know, I mean, those that means a lot because those programs are still potent.
Yep, I agree. I agree. So now, I mean, it's also easier for now, you know, teams to go and recruit in California and the West Coast. Although Miami did it anyways, but
yeah, well, we need everyone to go into the portal so we can feel the team. So the more that go into the portal, the better at this point.
Ain't that the truth? Except Daniel Covey. All right, don't go.
No. I'm not worried about him.
Covey needs to stay. Anthony's right. I knew the draft wasn't until July.
Oh, it's July. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I knew it wasn't this quick.
Wow, North Carolina got out of it. Anyways, we've got a really big show for you guys tomorrow. Baseball. It's all baseball, obviously. We're talking about Canes, the way they ended the season. Transfer portal is off to a blazing start for the Canes. So we got a lot of crazy stuff to talk about. We've got tons of players that have already entered. We've got a commit, as we mentioned earlier. A good player, too. Good player. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of movement. June 26th is the – I don't care about the NBA.
Draft. Yeah, after the Mavericks won the championship.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know half the players that play basketball anymore. Jeez. But, yeah, so we've got a lot to cover tomorrow. We've got F1 as well tomorrow night, so make sure you guys stay tuned.
Rest in peace, Esteban Ocon.
Esteban is gone.
He got fired.
Speaking of rest in peace, Larry Allen. Dallas Cowboy great. A lot of things going on this week, so make sure you guys stay tuned in to the network. As I said, Kane's on deck tomorrow, hitting the apex, and you've got Buckets Wednesday, I believe, ish, right? Wednesday? Buckets?
Yep.
Okay. So we got Buckets, and we'll keep you guys up to date on everything that's going on in the transfer portal for baseball. And, of course, all the football stuff that's coming up soon because we've got summer workouts. And we, you know, listen, August ain't too far away, man. We've got less than 100 days left before August 31st.
This year is flying.
Yeah,
so it is
flying. All I do is, and I didn't even notice, but I got to give props, DJ's fans on.
The fan is – that means it's hot in Boston already.
Yeah, it is.
Hot. I don't think that fan – there's probably more dust flying around your room than anything else.
It's weird up here because it's like winter, rainy spring, rainy cold spring, like summer until about October, and then it just goes straight into fall.
Yeah, DJ, are we crying about that summer? Ask Jazz. We're up to like 102 with the heat index today.
I'd rather be 102 than minus two.
No, you wouldn't. No, not in humidity like this.
Ugh, it's brutal, man. It's brutal.
You got to change your socks.
Anyways, we will we'll talk to you guys next week. So, like I said,
we'll have more news.
Tune in, follow us on Twitter at Six Rings Canes, also on the Five Reasons Canes Network on YouTube, and of course all your podcasts, all your Canes Five Reasons Canes podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is you get your podcast, make sure you check us out there as well. And we'll be back at it with some more stuff. Oh, do we have any show and tell, Blue, before we go?
Oh, I did.
We can't go without any show and tell. Are you kidding me?
I think I
the best part of the show.
Let me see what I got here.
Yeah, you got something. I mean, look behind you, dude. You yeah, just go like this and grab something, and you got something there. Here we go. This, we know this is the best part of the show, hands down. I really don't have
much. Let's see what comes out of the mystery box now.
Yeah, let's see what I got. Yeah,
he did no show prep. Blue is true to the show. He's one of us. He did no show prep.
That's not being show preppy, is it?
No, you're not very show preppy, and I like it. What is he talking about? Are you talking about the Luke Nickel flip? I don't think we have to worry. I think he's pretty solid to Miami. I know George is going to push, and
I do have so much damn stuff, but
that's always a problem. But I think
come back Nickel with the cups today, the national championship cups.
There we go.
Technology. Where is it?
Technology fish. You have to say it like that though, Blue. Technology fish.
I didn't prep for technology. Sorry, it took me a second.
Okay, so this is a pretty good cup with the schedule and all.
And the beatdowns. All right.
And then I got this one here, which is the Team of the 80s cup.
Okay. I don't know, man. I'd be drinking out of those cups. There's a schedule. Another schedule.
This one has a schedule for, what is that, 80?
89. Okay.
Okay, and then that's it. I didn't. Next week, I'm going to have to. I got so much other stuff. Oh, damn it. I'm upset now because I had something. I had something the other day that I wanted to show, but I think I put it away. But that's okay.
We got shows every Monday now. You're good.
Yeah, I got so many programs and media guides. I got I got one for next week with Ted Hendricks on the cover. So
good. Let's do it. We'll see you guys next Monday. Thanks for joining the show. Adios.
Some.
The Six Rick King Show. The Six Rick King Show. The Six Rings King Show. You know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.